This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howdy, hour number two. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney company from the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you as well. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So we're going to move on from college football. LSU atop the world. And now we get to the flip side of sports, the dirty stuff, the seedy part. So I guess a tweet, by the way, Pete Rose is going to join us next, the all-time hit king, Pete Rose here on Tiki and Tierney. You caught a tweet of mine this morning.
I did.
That captured your attention.
I did, and it was an easy tweet. Why don't you read it? Because okay, I don't have it in front of me, but read it.
This is a tweet
that BT put out this morning at like 8 in the morning or something like that.
8:34
Yeah, I caught it right before I took Tegan to school, and then I responded to it, or at least I voted and retweeted it when I got back.
Okay.
But I wanted to save it to talk about
smart,
because it was so compelling and easy of an answer.
Easy.
It was easy.
Wow.
It was an easy answer for me.
Well, you know, based on the results, I think a lot of people agree that it's easy.
Go
I
ahead.
Don't, though.
Go ahead.
So it'll be a fun conversation. So it was a poll question, short and sweet. Which Major League Baseball scandal do you consider most egregious?
Mm-hmm.
Gave you four options. The Black Sox throwing the World Series in 1919. Steroid scandal,
yeah.
Pete Rose gambling, or the Astros digitally cheating.
And right now the results are
57% say the Black Sox throw the series, 3% Pete Rose. That is really thought out big time. Good for Pete. 14% steroids and 26% Astros.
All right, so I didn't even have to think a half a second about this, BT. Pete Rhodes, I don't really care.
I hear you.
It's like maybe he gambled on games that he was part of, but who cares?
I agree, but I still have some tough questions for him coming up, but I'm with
you. 100% agree, BT, because it's you know it's against the law, in, against the rules. You did it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck were you thinking, Pete Rhodes?
And you voted for?
And I voted for the Black Sox scandal, and here's why.
What was your second choice? Did you have one?
My second choice was probably the Astros.
Not even steroids?
Yeah, because,
wow.
Let me explain my logic. I explained why Pete Rose gambling thing was, it's whatever. And I think as evidenced by the poll at 3%, people are starting to get that way with Pete as well. Steroids have been, I mean, I felt like it was tactically condoned, right? It was like, hey, we know you're doing Andro. You can buy it at CVS.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's over the counter, you know, testosterone or whatever steroid was in it. Just don't be so conspicuous. Don't leave the bottle sitting in the front of your locker, Mark McGwire.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what it felt like until people started digging and it became a huge issue. But everybody was doing. The same thing can be in my mind, at least as I'm rationalizing this, about the Astros cheating scandal. At least they're like trying to win. Like their objective is to win. The reason that I voted for the Black Sox is because just the concept of trying to lose a game is antithetical to sport, man. Right? Who does anything competitive to try to lose? And yes, I know it's about money. And yeah, I know they were going to get paid. They weren't making any money back at that time. And they needed to get some extra funds from the mafia or whoever, whatever. Right? But the fact that like you didn't want to win bothers me more than anything. Like cheating, at least trying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to throw a game, you're not even trying. So for me, the Black Sox was easy. It was. I didn't even think twice before I clicked. A and then retweet.
It's my last choice.
Really?
It's my last choice, and I'm in the minority on this. I mean, a lot of people. Again, it's almost 60%, and there's a couple thousand votes, so it's at least a decent representation. All right, just a little history without getting too nerdy on the actual origins of the scandal. Now, Charlie Comiskey, who owned the White Sox, right? Comiskey Park, blah, blah, blah. He was a former player.
Yep.
Okay? And as an owner, he was universally and widely despised because he was incredibly cheap to the point where it was unfair. Back then, baseball had this thing called the reserve clause.
Okay.
All right? And I only go through this because a lot of people don't understand the motivation behind the players to take money from the mafia, which really shapes my opinion on why I don't think this would be number one for me. So basically, back then, there was no union.
Mm-hmm.
There was no free agency. Kerr Flood, that went down in the 70s, obviously. 76, I believe, was the first free agent, Catfish, but certainly Kerr Flood was the pioneer there. And the reserve clause did not allow you to leave teams. You were forced. It was you're pigeonholed, and whatever Charlie Comiskey decides to pay you, then it's tough. Because if you don't accept the contract, then based on that reserve clause that I mentioned, you are legally barred, banned. You are not allowed to play professional baseball anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Anywhere. The only way you could play for a different team is if your original club or your existing team signs off and says, sure, you can go and play for the Yankees. Or you can go play for the Philadelphia A's or another team from back then. So if you're a good player, no one's going to sign off on you going into a different team, the Phillies. You know what I mean? So the temptation and the distrust and the disdain for Charlie Comiskey was the impetus behind these guys, you know, hey, mafia, all right, give me some money. But, all right, so that's a little, but still.
But my point, my just.
They didn't try to win.
You damage the integrity of the game.
I don't challenge you on that.
Ultimately, they're not hurting, you know, Comiskey.
No, but here's what they're hurting.
Like our belief that the game is authentic, right?
I mean,
sometimes we like watching professional wrestling, but by the time we grow out of, you know, jumping off our parents' couch, we don't necessarily love professional wrestling because we get the trick, right? We get what, hey, there's something behind that curtain, and it's wide open, you know what I mean? They're not hiding behind the curtain.
Wrestling's gotten weird. It's gotten weird.
It's bizarre.
It's gotten very weird.
It is.
All right, don't get me off track here. We got Pete Rose coming up, by the way, next.
Go ahead.
All right, so I just say all that because I just wanted people to have a little intel on the actual, because everybody says, oh, the blacks, and nobody really knows why. That's some rationales to at least what they were thinking.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why, and it's so, because I could not disagree more with you. The reason why is very simple. Because who won the 1919 World Series? The Reds.
Mm-hmm.
The Reds won.
Okay.
So I hear you on, boy, it goes against everything that sport is supposed to be about to not try to win.
Yes.
Fundamentally, I'm totally with you. But it didn't take away from the Reds because they won. By the Astros digitally cheating.
Yeah, but they didn't try.
Fair. I mean, I can't refute that. That's a fact. Although a few players did. Joe Jackson hit 3-7, whatever it was. But by digitally, you know, to signs with what the Astros did, or even steroids, but specific to this from yesterday, you know, there is a chance that Aaron Boone, I mean, I think he's going to, but what if Aaron Boone never wins a World Series with the Yankees?
Mm.
Never wins it.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Boone's managing legacy is forever permanently altered and really destroyed by a well-thought-out, hatched plan to digitally cheat.
Yeah.
The Reds players never went through their life having something taken away from them.
Yeah,
now, you can argue that it was handed to them.
Yeah.
I got you. I hear you. They didn't really earn it. And the White Sox were really the best team. I think they were in the World Series in 1917 as well.
Yes.
So they probably would have beat the Reds. But so while the Reds were, like, generously handed this championship, it wasn't stolen from their legacy. Wasn't adversely impacted
by
somebody who cheated.
I hear you.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, but I just have a problem with not trying. Like, it's just at its surface. Like, I'm just looking at the surface. And when I'm voting for things on Twitter, which I don't often do, but when you put things up that are compelling to me, I'll vote on it.
Oh, thanks, partner. I hope so.
I'm not on Twitter all the time. But I just
Santa's on your account more than you are.
You're right. I locked him out of it, though.
Oh, you did? You don't trust him anymore. We got a little problem back there? I would not give this guy my passport and my license. I wouldn't give anybody.
And so,
how you let him operate? Well, he was good with it, to be fair.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know how the hell you did that.
I locked everybody out.
Let anybody
out
touch
it.
My Twitter account.
My point is, when this one came up, I didn't even have to think about it. It like moved me to like vote on it because not trying to win just bothers the hell out of me. It really does.
Wait a second. He's telling me that he's on your Twitter account, right? He said he's on right now.
No, you're not.
It's what he said.
I ended the session.
I'll tweet something. Let me tweet something and let me see.
Yes.
Don't tweet anything that's going to get him in trouble, but just tweet something. I don't think you locked him out properly, man.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, you might want to get on
this. This is the problem with Twitter.
Well, that's why you don't let somebody in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What did you tweet? Did he tweet something?
Am I
locked out? He did. No, he's
did.
Not.
So, okay.
All right. Now I'm going to lock you out. Now I'm going to lock you out of it.
Lock him out.
I am.
Little weasel keeps getting back in there. So anyway, Tika, I'm sorry. By the way, Pete Rose joins us next year on Tika.
Yeah, so my point
can't
is,
wait to talk to him.
I get steroids. I get trying to steal signals. They just went too far stealing signals. And by the way, I think there were more than just the Astros and the Red Sox. There's probably other teams that did this,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it'd be interesting to get a perspective. I think we're going to try to get Steven Souza on tomorrow, who's still he's currently playing. Just get his perspective
okay.
on.
And Steve, yeah,
he's
for sure.
Friend
we
of,
love
friend
Steve.
Of the
he's
show.
Awesome.
Obviously,
yeah.
he's Rays. Where is he now?
He went to Steve Souza.
Colorado?
Went to the
Arizona. No, he's in Arizona.
Yeah, he's with the D-backs. And so, he got hurt again last year.
He did. I know.
He's having a rough go last
year.
But anyways,
so we were chatting about it last night. And so, I think it's bigger
than...
You were
talking to him last
night.
I think this is
just a text.
Okay.
So I think this is bigger than just the Astros and the Red Sox. I think they got caught.
Oh, I don't disagree.
And so...
I don't disagree.
Like, it's,
dude, if the Yankees did this, I'd say the same thing.
That's right. And so,
take away the draft picks, hit them $5 million.
That's right.
And boom, you got to go.
Just don't
suspended
get
suspended for
just don't get caught.
Dodgers,
these,
same
these,
thing.
These,
you're
guys
out.
Got, these guys got caught, but they were trying to win. Not trying to win.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Okay, real fast, D-Cell, because we'll break a little bit on a little bit early, because we want to really have a nice, long, lengthy discussion with Pete, because we're going to get deep into this. Which one would you vote for?
You can't throw games on purpose. I can't get past that.
Thank you.
Okay. But
Black
you at
Sox.
Least understand my point about
no,
how
I
at least the Reds didn't adversely, like they didn't have something stolen from them unfairly. Anyway.
Given Sampter. To them unfairly.
Well, that's true. But what's worse?
I kind of view it as the same.
It's not the same. Would you rather go through life with something that you don't have that you deserved or something that you do have that you didn't deserve? I'd rather have something that I do have that I didn't deserve than missing something my entire life that I did deserve.
But you didn't earn it.
So what?
But to me, that's the same to me.
Stop trying to be all sanctimonious. You didn't earn it, you nerds. Samter, what do you think, Mike?
I mean, it's Black Sox hands down.
Okay. All right.
It's probably the biggest scandal in sports history.
Let's see. You know, by the way, do you realize that in a trial, the players were acquitted. But Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the commissioner, still banned them from baseball. You know, people need... Nah, I mean, whatever. If you care about the scandal, you go find it. You know, I'm not gonna. If you're not into it by now, you'll never be into
it. Yeah, but it was a felony, and you know, it's beyond a reasonable doubt, which is 97% as opposed to 50%. It was like a civil trial.
Yeah,
more likely than not.
Well, all right. Well, hey, listen. Once back then, when those Chicago mafiosos got their hooks in,
that's a good point.
Nowhere to go.
That's a good point.
You pretty much pulled in. Pete Rose will join us next. The Hit King, still not in a Hall of Fame. I've changed my tune. I believe that he should be. You believe that he should be as well. You know, Pete believes he should be. That has not thawed despite some surges in votes for the Hall of Fame for Clemens and Bonds. We got a lot to talk about with Pete coming up next. Hickey and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All righty, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line on this Tuesday here on Hickey and Tierney. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? What day is it? Just kidding. 855-212-4227. Sponsored by Geico, Teak. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy. Bundle home auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. All right, this just happened serendipitously. It was very, very lucky, to be honest with you. We had Pete Rose booked a couple of weeks back because he's Pete Rose. And then yesterday, baseball dropped this bombshell. Let's face it, kind of a news dump, trying mm-hmm. to weave it in there. Well, we got the national championship game tonight. Maybe nobody pays attention. No, we're paying attention. And it is a story that is just rocking the sports world. It's front page stuff. And to get into that and all sorts of baseball issues, the great Pete Rose, 17 All-Stars. Nobody has more hits, 4,256, 3 World Series championships. One of the greats of all time. And we got a lot to talk about. Hitman, welcome back to the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. It's nice to talk to you guys. And that was a pretty good football game last night.
Yeah. Now, Pete, did you bet it or no? Did you bet the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Vegas. It's legal. The only problem, I had another thing tied into it. And isn't that amazing how closely they fit the over-under?
I know.
Wait, it was 66, and it came 67, and the guy went for a two-point conversion and made it.
Yeah.
It's nuts, dude. I mean, it's they make money for a reason, Pete. You know that.
Yeah, and the fact that it was 25-28 with, I don't know, what, like 30-something minutes left to go. It's
about watching last night's game. Of course, I'm from Cincinnati, so we get to watch that quarterback now throughout his career. I would assume that they're not going to take Young from Ohio State, the defensive guy. They should take the number one, choice of everybody from LSU, and that'd be the quarterback. So, hopefully he'll do good things for the Bengals.
Oh, he's going first. Pete, let's start with this. So the I tracked the early polling for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And for those who might not know, it's up to about 40% of the polls have been, or the voting has been made public. And right now, Bonds and Clemens are right around 75, 76, fluctuate day to day. They've obviously received some real momentum. Before we even get deep into anything, just to update it, like, what was the last conversation you had with Rob Manfred? Where your personal case, your situation, any progress? Where are you in terms of getting into the Hall of Fame with baseball?
Actually, I like Mr. Manfred, and I had a meeting with him, and it didn't work out. So, guys, I'm kind of over worrying about that because, if you know what I mean, I've been suspended 3 decades. That's 30 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And I can't spend the rest of my life worried about going to the Hall of Fame. I made the Reds Hall of Fame. I got a statue at the ballpark. Yep. I got my number retired. And that's awfully important to me because I was born 3 miles from the ballpark in Cincinnati. If I'm ever given the opportunity to go to Cooperstown, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. But I'm the one that messed that up, and I'm not going to get on your show or any other show and complain about not being in the Hall of Fame. And I don't think the thing that happened in Houston the last couple of years has anything to do with my case. It's a different case, and these guys got caught, and they got penalized. I don't know if it's a strict penalty. When he first gave the penalty out, it was a year suspension. And, all, of course, the owner stepped in and fired both of them for, you know, forever. So
yeah,
the $5 million fine was the most they could fine someone. In today's society, today's world, $5 million is not that much to find a sports franchise.
No, let me say this for you, Pete. And the reason I ask you about that, and I appreciate your honesty. If I'm you, I'm probably saying the same damn thing. 30 years, man. I've lived my life. I've carved out a good, you know, profitable existence out in Vegas. You do, you know, I know you do pretty well financially. You got some good things going on. Baseball fans love you. But I say that for you. Because, and I said this, I'm going to say it to you. I said this about a month ago. You know what I don't want to happen? This is what I fear, and I hope this isn't overly morbid. I don't want the day to come when Pete Rose is no longer with us on this earth, all right? And then people come to their senses, and they put you in the Hall of Fame rightfully, and you're not around to enjoy it. That's why I know you've moved on, but yeah, it's still they unfair.
They did the same thing to Ron Santo. They waited until he passed away, then they put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, these guys who run these sports franchises have to understand your sport is better off if you got more Hall of Famers walking around selling the sport. Like right now, guys, I'm going to tell you right now. And this is no bullshit. I'm the best ambassador for their sport. I sign autographs 20 days a month, 5 hours a day, in the most crowded city in the United States.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, and all I do is talk positive about the game.
Yeah.
And you guys know how hard it's been to talk positive about the game the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And this latest thing is just another thing that you have to talk to people and try to make excuses for baseball and hope that it survives. Because
yeah,
I'm a next baseball player. I love the game. It's been very good to me, and I hope the game survives. And I hope Mr. Manfred does a good job. You know, yeah, I'm concerned that strikeouts are up, home runs are up, but overall, attendance was down.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some good teams in baseball in 2019. And baseball shouldn't have attendance going down because I think the other sports, attendance is going up.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
If I'm the commissioner of baseball, I'm concerning myself with that. And I'm concerning myself with the length of these damn games. We had 5 out of 7 World Series games were over 4 hours, and only one of them was extra innings.
Yeah.
People don't want to go to the ball game and spend 4 hours at a 9-inning baseball game
That's
anymore. There's too damn many pitching changes.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, how did they change it, though? What can Rob Manfred do? What can Major League Baseball do? Because I feel you, right? I mean, but I'll go to a baseball game when my father-in-law wants to go, simply to go have some beers with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, instead of going to a bar, let's go to a baseball game. But other than that, I don't want to go sit out there.
It's all about money, guys, because there's a 9-inning game, okay? And every inning of a 9-inning game has 6 minutes of commercials. So that's 54 minutes of commercials, and they're not going to get rid of the commercials. That's the money coming in.
Yeah.
So there's no way they can shorten the games. You know, you can make them throw a pitch with 30 seconds or whatever, and if they don't do it, what are they going to do? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. I hear you.
They're going to yell, hurry up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one thing, Pete, that I mean, I felt like when I was growing up watching baseball, and I wasn't nearly as avid a fan as BT, my partner, was watching baseball growing up. But I remember, like, knowing the brands of all of the stars, right? I just felt like I knew you, and I knew, like, Griffey,
Mike Schmidt.
Like, I felt like I knew them
Steve
all.
Steve Carlton, Nolan Ryan.
And now I don't know if the Major League Baseball is doing as good a job as branding. Not individual, not leaving it up to the players to brand themselves, but the league branding these guys and saying, these are our stars, right? This is, you have to go, whatever you're doing on a Saturday afternoon, you have to go see this guy play. Like, I don't feel like we're at that point anymore. Where do you feel baseball is as it pertains to promoting their players?
Yeah, you know, Mike Trout's probably the best player in baseball, but yeah, it seems like that's the one they always try to sell. He's not the only player in baseball. I mean, there's a lot of really good baseball players playing baseball today, and I agree with you. You got to figure out a way to sell your sport. I mean, basketball was one of the best at selling the stars. You know, they sold all those years, and they sold Magic all those years.
Now LeBron.
And all of a sudden, now LeBron comes along, and they sell him, and the next star will come along, and they'll sell him. So, you know, it's all about public relations. And you have to have public relations people run public relations that do a good job in public relations. It's not a rocket science situation. And, you know, there's some really, really good players playing baseball today.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really bad teams playing baseball today. And I don't have to sit here and badmouth the teams that you know can't win the World Series this year. But there's probably over half of them. And there's 30 teams.
Yeah.
There's probably close to 20 that have no chance of winning this year's World Series.
It's true.
Yeah.
Talking to Pete Rose. Pete, let's face it, sporting icon, almost 4,300 hits. I still remember that little, not a little bloop, but it was off Eric Schau, right, Pete? Left field?
Man, come on, man. That was a line drive.
I just wanted to get you going. I know. Carmelo Martinez was the one who fielded. I'm just getting you going.
Hey,
I'm just messing around.
Hey, Pete, you have this thing going on with healthy wage, which is really interesting. So you can make a bet on yourself to lose weight.
This is cool.
And some people have actually really cashed in on this. Emily from Norristown, Pennsylvania, lost 101 pounds and made like $5,000 for her efforts. Now, explain this. So you bet on yourself to lose weight, and if you do it, you get paid for it?
Yeah, you get on a scale and you weigh a certain amount, okay? Then you bet the company you got 6 months to lose 10% of what you weighed when you get on the scale. Now, I got on a scale the other day, and I weighed 241. So I got 6 months to lose 24 pounds.
Okay.
And it's going to be good for me, because anytime you lose weight, if you're a little bit overweight, it's good for you as far as being healthy, okay? And it's fun to try to lose the weight. And, you know, what do you got to lose?
Yeah, you're right. And, well, you got
well, you
nothing.
Can lose money.
You can lose a little bit of money, but you could gain a lot of money if you get it done, right?
Oh, yeah, but it takes discipline. It's just like, you know, he played football. It takes discipline to play sports.
That's right.
It takes discipline to lose weight. It takes discipline to gain weight, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
You'll feel better if you lose weight, I think.
That's a good point. You can check this out, by the way, to our listeners out there. It's www.healthywage.com/Pete, P-E-T-E. To find out more about this and calculate your weight goal and try to win some money.
That is pretty well. When we first heard of the concept, I'm like, come on, what is this? And then I'm like, wow, it's actually pretty interesting.
I want to tell you guys something.
Yeah.
You asked me a question about 8 minutes ago, okay? And you asked me, did I bet on the game last night? And
yeah.
I said yes. So that probably, in the eyes of the commissioner, set me back another 10 years. even though I live in Las Vegas, it's legal to do what I did.
Yep.
I didn't break no rules, and I went home and watched the game and enjoyed myself. That's my limitations of gambling today.
I got
okay?
it. Yeah,
I'm 78 years old. I enjoy betting on a game or two and going home and watching it. I don't bet on anything I can't watch, and that's the way I entertain myself. There's a lot less in front of me than there was behind me.
Yeah,
and if I'm hurting somebody by doing that, then I'm never going to get reinstated.
Pete, yeah. let me put it very bluntly.
Pete, there's a lot of guys that are doing the exact same thing that you are.
Your partner's one of them.
I know.
Pete, I have no problem. I bet Clemson last night. I lost. All right. I talk about it all the time. I'm pretty good at it. I mean, every year. There's a serious point. I want to run something by you because I've always wanted to ask you this, and this is the one thing about your entire situation that's given me pause, and I want clarity for once. Okay. I know you didn't bet, or at least that's what you say, and I'm going to take it at your word. You never bet against the Reds to lose, obviously, right? Yes or no?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Never.
We've established. I know that. Did you bet on the
Reds? Insinuated that.
No, I got you. I totally believe that. I just wanted to get that on the record. Did you bet every game, yes or no?
I bet every game on my team. I had total confidence that I would win a hell of a lot more games than I would lose.
Mm-hmm.
And my players were like my sons. You know, I didn't bet because I had so-and-so pitching, or didn't bet because this guy was pitching against me. That way, when you bet on every game, you stay away from calling a bookmaker.
Yeah.
See, if I lived in Vegas, everything I did would have been illegal. But because I called a bookmaker, and I was absolutely wrong by calling a bookmaker and making a bet. So I just told him at the beginning of the season, I want the Reds every night.
You told them. But didn't you check the odds to bet? I'm not saying I don't believe you.
I didn't care.
You didn't care? How much money?
In those days, you weren't going to be 300 to 100 or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know,
it was
like a game to me. It was like a game to me, but it was a bad game, and I was absolutely wrong. And mm-hmm. I made the mistake, but I can't bring it back.
No, I'm not asking you to. Pete, I'm on your side, man. I am on your side, and so is Tiki, and so is most of the overwhelming majority of the public. The only reason I needed the answer to that is because every time we get to this conversation, which is often because baseball loves you, man, the fans want to talk about you. I've said all the time, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I know for sure. I don't think he bet on his team to lose. I knew that. But if I'm betting on the Reds to win Monday, and then I lay off on betting the Reds to win Tuesday, but I bet them on Friday, I can, as somebody who knows how to bet, Pete, I can make the case that by betting to win Monday, you compromise Tuesday, even if you didn't bet Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So that's an important point to me.
But my job as a manager of the Cincinnati Reds was try to win every game the best I possibly could. Now, this is going to sound funny, but I believe this. Okay, the reality of this situation, if you're a baseball manager today, and I broke the rules and I was absolutely wrong, okay, I would hope that my manager would bet on my team to win every night. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Because what do you do as a manager? You do everything as possible to try to win that game. And that's all you're trying to do as a manager anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably don't make any sense to you, but...
No, you were betting that you would do that more than you wouldn't, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, look, Pete, you were under a couple of commissioners, and let's just move this forward to now. What kind of job do you think Rob Manfred is doing? The punishment he handed down, I mean, look, we can't really judge it. He hit the max on the fine and everything else with the suspension of the skip and the GM. But what kind of job in total do you think Rob Manfred is doing managing and policing Major League Baseball right now?
Well, it's like players like me to make his job so difficult. And, you know, he didn't hand down that bad of a punishment.
Yeah.
The owner of the Houston Astros is the one that hand down the punishment.
That's true.
He fired the guys forever. Manfred gave the guys a year, and he took the number one and number two draft choice away from him, and he fined him $5 million. Well, $5 million is like paying the 202 hitter. that's what they make today.
Yeah.
You know, so I like Rob Manfred. I think he's a smart guy. I think he knows what he's doing. And there's always problems in sports of all sorts.
Yeah.
And I hope he does well. I mean, I'm a baseball fan, but you know, all I do is talk about baseball on a positive note every day, 20 days a month, 5 hours a day. And as you know, the last several years, it's been tough to defend baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another black eye for baseball. Now, what's going to happen to the guy Cora?
Because he might be banned forever. He might get what you got.
Well,
I'm serious.
To be honest with you, I was only banned for originally 1 year. I could have the opportunity to apply for reinstatement, But the thing that happened to me, the worst thing that happened to me was 5 days after I was suspended, Mr. Giamani died.
He died.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that took away the meeting with Bart after a year of suspension.
Yeah.
I got along with Bart Giamani, if you guys want to know the truth.
I know you did.
I was in his room a couple of times on the road when he summons me up just to talk about how to make the game better.
No. No.
Okay, but he had to do to me what he had to do. And I hold no animosity toward Bart Giamani, but the rest of the guys have followed him because he's a commissioner, not going to go over his head.
Yeah.
They just followed suit.
And it's because he died, because they couldn't confer with him. It was probably a respect thing. Like, if Bart was still alive, let's just say Bart didn't reinstate you, and he very well might have. But if I had
guys like Howard Cosell. He went on the air one time and said, I killed Giamatti.
I remember that.
Put him through the stress that I put him through.
I remember that.
I didn't put him through the stress. Yeah. He put me through the stress.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I had a period of time, like 6 months of my life, where from the time I left home to go to the ballpark to the time I got home, I was on TV camera.
Hey, listen, let's end it on a light note. We all love you, man. We only got about 20 or 30 seconds, and we'll plug your product again, I promise. I'd love to hear the answer here. You're sitting down on your couch. Maybe you have a beer. Maybe you don't. You got 3 hours. You get to bet one thing. Would you rather bet an NFL game, college football game, an NBA game, college hoops or baseball, or the horses? What's your favorite thing to bet?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Hockey.
Hockey. Hockey. Wow, you got those golden knights.
You always get that, you bet that puck line, which is laying a puck and a half, and you always get that open net at the end of the game.
He's not wrong.
That's a good one.
Hope a guy hits an open netter.
I love it.
Hey, he's not a dummy.
Go bet on yourself to lose weight and get healthy at www.healthywage.com/Pete. Pete, we appreciate you, man. It was very informative, entertaining, and everything else with you. Thanks for popping on again.
All right.
Appreciate you, Pete.
Right.
Thanks, Hit King. There you go. Pete Rose. All right. A little late. We'll come back. We'll react to that. Axe update is right now. Here's Rich Ackerman. Go ahead, Rich.
Sunday on CBS, it's the AFC Championship game. Going to be awesome. Featuring a matchup of two contrasting styles as Derrick Henry and the Titans head to Kansas City to take on Patty Mahomes, and the seemingly unstoppable Chiefs offense. 7.5-point spread. With the winner heading to the Super Bowl, which is Super Bowl 54, it all begins with a special two-hour edition of the NFL Today, beginning at 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, only on CBS. Speaking of the NFL Today, Coach Cower on Thursday, Mike. Tomorrow we have Coach Cower. Very nice. Coach Cower, newly minted.
Hall of Famer.
At least he got the word. You know, the doesn't have the bust yet. That comes this summer, along with Jimmy Johnson. So, the only thing, because we could go in circles for days on this Pete Rose scandalous baseball stuff. Now, I want to see what happens with Cora, and he's going to get absolutely bamboozled, and he should. Whatever happens, I think he's getting five times
more. Forget what the MLB, what Commissioner Manfred does to Alex Cora, because it will be severe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the real question is, given what the Astros did with Lunau and A.J. Hinch, should the Red Sox fire him preemptively?
They should do it now, because they need to find a manager for spring training.
Yeah,
because you don't know when this is going to come, up the investigation.
Exactly, and he's getting suspended for at least a year.
100%.
So it's probably going to be more than a year.
Yep.
And so who's your skip?
Exactly.
So the Red Sox would be better off getting ahead of this and preemptively firing Alex Cora, even though it sucks for Alex Cora, but Alex Cora made his own bed, man.
Mike, what were you saying in my ear?
The Red Sox weren't necessarily involved, although there is some thought that the Red Sox and Alex Cora cheated in the 2018
season. There's a lot of thought about that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but then
Sox are right there with the Astros.
Yeah. Right, but the sign stealing for the Red Sox in 2018 wasn't as advanced as what, literally all they did was walk into a room, look at some stuff, like the signals, and then maybe use that information later in the game. It wasn't what the Red Sox were doing, banging stuff, using monitors, running wire.
You mean what the Astros were doing, banging stuff?
The Astros, I'm sorry.
But he hatched the plan.
You mean it wasn't real time? Like the Astros, it was real time.
It's similar to what a lot of teams.
A fastball is coming. A curveball is coming.
Right.
Whereas what the Red Sox were doing was, we're going to steal the signs from the catcher.
Yeah. No,
and then we're going to go back and inform the players, so that when they're on second or whatever, you can.
So what the Red Sox did wasn't as bad as what the Astros did, but we know that Cora was linked to both.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think, knowing that their crime wasn't as bad as the Astros' crime,
I don't agree with that statement, because
the Astros' crime and the Red Sox' crime are equal?
Well, I want to see the investigation.
as you probably should as well.
Sure.
Before you make such a broad statement.
Right, but the allegation that's out there is that they went into the room. And MLB, that's what they're investigating. They went into a side room.
I know.
Now, listen, if more comes out, that's different.
But keep going.
But as far as what we know right now, all they did was go into the replay room, study the signals, and then relay it for later in the game where the other team may have already changed the signals at that point anyway. Sometimes they change in the middle of a game.
Another big assumption.
Their rotations.
Another big assumption.
No, but some teams do that.
But here's the thing,
Mike. So either way, I guess my question is, do the Red Sox fire Alex Cora ahead of time? Forget about looking for a new manager sooner.
What, for mercy from baseball?
Kind of like the way NCAA sporting, you know, football or basketball team will fire a coach or suspend a player like James Wiseman before the penalty comes down to kind of look good in the eyes
of the
NCAA.
It's not going to work. They might try that. I don't think it will be effective. Yeah, I really don't.
I don't think we know the extent. Like, I felt like we knew the extent of what the Houston Astros were doing. I feel like the Red Sox feels different. So who knows how long this investigation is going to take before they ultimately come to a determination. But BT makes a good point. Training camp or spring training is like
a month away.
It's happening, man. It's happening.
February, Valentine's
so
Day. Start long tossing.
In a month, if they don't have this investigation done, because it took a while for the Houston Astros one to get fully vetted out.
That story broke. We did the first segment that we did. You were off the November 13th.
Yeah.
And then we did it again November 19th.
And so they just handed down punishment. Like, 2 months later?
Yeah.
So if this is going to go 2 months, you're going to be in like March and you're going to say, hey, Alex Cora, you're suspended for a year.
Might be April, actually, at that
or
point.
April.
It could be.
And that's disadvantage for the Red Sox.
Big time. My gut is I don't think that this goes past.
You think they'll get to it quickly?
I don't think this goes past February 1st. Hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if the Red Sox did something preemptively, whether it's to throw mercy, which won't work, or just to get a jump on who their skipper is. You know, the other thing you have to factor in, nobody's really talking about this, but silence is eerie, and silence is very revealing. You know who said nothing?
Who?
The Mets. Huh. The Mets haven't said a word.
Why is that eerie?
Well, it's ominous, probably a better word.
Why?
Could be ominous for Carlos Beltran's fate, because I could tell you this. I know for a fact that the prominent New York reporters are trying to get comments from the Mets.
Yeah.
The Mets ownership has not commented, neither has their GM.
True, but Carlos Beltran was not specifically named in the report.
No, I know. He was named. He was named as the only player. He was a player. He's the only player named, absolutely named. But the point is now is the manager, like, the fact that the Mets haven't come out and said, listen, we support him, it was a different franchise. The fact that they haven't said that, I wouldn't bet on this. I'm not going to rule out that the Mets fire Beltran. I'm actually not going to rule that out.
No, I can't.
Because the fact that they haven't defended their guy in the wake of all this
stuff. But if they haven't been asked. You know what I mean?
Reporters have been asked. They've been trying to get comments, and they haven't delivered one thing on the record. They have not supported Beltran on the record
once. What was the context that he was mentioned in the report?
He was a player.
Yeah.
And that he was involved.
He just participated in the banging. But, I mean.
And by the way, I'm not saying that the Mets should fire him. But the fact that they haven't defended him is interesting.
Yeah, but he's not going to get. So none of the players are going to be disciplined. And so even though he's a manager now, he was a player then.
And he got immunity, all the players
basically
did.
You got he immunity did. If you're a player. Because all the players were doing this to some extent with the Houston Astros, banging or hitting the trash cans or whatever it may have been. And so I don't think there's any danger with him. Like the issue that we're talking about with the Red Sox, they're going to be stuck without a skip. I don't think that's the issue that – going to face the Mets right now. The Mets is just a perceptual thing. It's just more, what do people think? What are they going to say? Do they, you know, if they're using it as ridicule? Like, what is it? What is it actually, other than just a perceptual thing with the Mets? It's
but
not an actual thing.
People react to perception sometimes.
True.
Maybe the Mets won't.
True.
And I'm not even saying that they should.
Yeah.
But you do know people. You know this. Of course. Anybody.
Of course.
You know, the only thing that, and I would end it all on this. We could go. It's interesting. It's sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's frustrating because there's no answer. We could go circles all day about Pete Rose, et cetera, and the different scandals in baseball. And Pete was phenomenal. Go get the podcast, Apple iTunes. We had him for a good 25, 30 minutes. It was great. As a baseball fan, or even from baseball's purview, their own personal purview, how does baseball, as an entity, how do they reconcile that they've banished Pete Rose from the Hall of Fame? They banished, you know, they're all dead, obviously, but the Black Sox from 1990, Shula Show, et cetera. And they are going to allow somebody like Jose Altuve, who won a World Series MVP, maybe because he got a couple of, I'm not saying he's not great. That's not the point.
Yeah.
The Astros got a championship.
Yeah.
I know you can't take the championship from them, but it's not equitable. Some guys have been crucified. Some guys have been spared. Where's the consistency?
Yeah. Do you see Aaron Judge? Or
Ross!
He, like, deleted the tweet congratulating Altuve.
I saw that. I did see that.
Cold-blooded.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.